Okay, so our Gemara teaches us that a person may not have Tashmish Amita in front, in the presence of a Sefer Torah or Tefillin. And the Gemara discusses two possible heterim or kulas or things that could be done to allow it to be mutter. One is a Machitza Sasara, and one is Kis B'Toch Kis. And as we'll see, according to many Rishonim, the two kulas don't have the same scope. So let's start with a mechitza. What is considered a mechitza? So one very common question in this realm is if you drape, let's say, a curtain. The most common example of the shaila is in front of Sfarim. Let's say that you have a bookshelf with Sfarim in it, and one wants to get, in the olden days, this was a common shaila to Lasas Tzrachav. The more common variation of the shaila today is to have Tashmish Amita. So could you drape a sheet from the bookcase? So why not? That's a Mechitza Sasara, yes, but it's not pinned down to the ground. So if it were outside, it would blow around in the wind. So the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah Paskens this way says that since outside this would be an invalid mechitza because it's not benad beruach metzuya, so therefore it's invalid even inside. The Chazon Ish disagrees with this, and the Chazon Ish says no. Since where it is basher hu sham, it's not doesn't blow in the wind because you're inside, then it is a valid mechitza. Another question we have to consider is what's the halacha? If there is a mechitza, but you can still see some of the svarim. In other words, the mechitza is a halachic mechitza. Let's say it's a bookcase, and your sheet isn't so long that you're going to use to cover it. So the top shelf is still visible, but it is a mechitza sasara. Halachically, there's a halachic mechitza that's separating between you and the Sfarim. So in that case, the Magen Avraham is machmir. The Nahar Shalom, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, is mekel. He says, l'chatchila you should be machmir, but perhaps b'shas hadchak, you could be mekel. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. The Taz writes in terms of, in Hilchos Mezuzah, in Yoredei, an interesting halacha. He says that just like we're machmir by Erva bashashis, that since it's Beriah Tala Rachmana, so even though the Erva is Bechusa, if it's visible to the eye, it's still Aser. So the same thing would be true for a mezuzah. That's why, and we'll talk about mezuzahs a little bit later, but that's why if you have a mezuzah covered by a glass case, it would be Aser to Lasos Tashmish Hamita or the like. And Lechora, Hu Adin, I would think by a mechitza as well, if the mechitza is see-through. This could also be relevant, we'll talk about with the talus bag. But maybe, even according to the Taz, he was only machmir when it's in terms of a kisui. But if it's actual mechitza, it wouldn't make a difference, right? This might relate to, or maybe you would think it, if there's a mechitza, it would be telling machlokas rash ben rash. Not so clear. What we would say. But we'll get back to that question when we get to mezuzahs. What about the rochav hamechitza? Is there a rule? So this came up actually when we were doing Hilchos Kriyas Shema. The question is there any width that this mechitza has to be in order to be a valid mechitza? So the Magen Avraham is very machmir about this. Magen Avraham, and this is quoted among other places in the Hakdama of the Mishnah Berurah to Siman Ayin Tes, where he talks about, quotes mostly the question of, mostly the Hakdama of the Prima Gadim for Tzawa. And in the Hakdama Chamishis, he brings up the question of how wide the wall would need to be. He actually points out the Prima Gadim himself didn't discuss this. But the Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Dalet in Siman Pei Zayin says that if it's a mechitza inside of a house, bifnei atzawa, It needs to be mikosel lakosel. In other words, a standalone machitza inside is meaningless because anyway, it's a single rishos. So it's just a piece of furniture, as it were. It's not cholek rishos. Even outside, he thinks it needs to be four amos. So if you follow this Magen Avraham, then actually, since our questions of Tashmish Shemitah are usually inside, the Eitzah of a Mechitza will almost never be relevant. I guess, you know, if you had walls and it was a separate room, but they might not even need it. But in a typical case where you're in a room and there are Svarim that you wish to block through a Mechitza, according to Magen Avraham, you're stuck. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out over there that the Nishmas Adam Klal Gimel disagrees with the Chayei Adam, and he thinks that as long as the Mechitza is four tefachim wide, it should be okay. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says you have to be machmir for a deraisa shayla. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah writes, and he repeats this in Siman Pei Zayin, and there's also Bir Alach about this in Siman Pei Zayin, that you have to be machmir for tzawa and be choshish for the Magen Avraham. But if you are, when it comes to a din de rabbanon, like Meir Raglayim, he's makel, and I assume that you could be makel here as well in terms of tashmish, and rely on the Chayei Adam. The Mishnah Berurah also over there in the Bir Halacha and Siman Pei Zayin writes that if the mechitza is more than the avir, in other words, it's omen rubel aparotz, even by tzawa you could be makel b'shas adchak. And the idea being that maybe the reason that we would be machmir is because of a principle of asi avir dehaigiso, the avir dehaigiso nevatalei lemechitza, and therefore if it's omen rubel aparotz, then it would be okay. Now, turning to the kula of kli b'toch kli. So there we hold that, first of all, it's lav dafka kli. It's anything that's a covering. So a double covering would be okay. The Mishnah Berurah, for example, writes that if you have a canopy bed, so the couple will close the canopy surrounding the bed. He says that won't count as a mechitza, l'shitaso, because they're navinad beruach, but that counts as a single kisui, and therefore, if you're mitzarif that with some other kisui, that would be okay. It's a very interesting idea. In other words, even though the kisui is not being mechase the svarim, in a sense, it's being mechase you, it's a little reminiscent of the discussion we had a couple of times with respect to the hospital curtain, and that also counting as a kisui from Zalman's Chiddush, even if it didn't have halachic machitzos. And the Mishnah Berurah is mako in this case as well. Now, a very question that I had is like this. We're going to get back to the Magen Avraham a little bit more in detail in a couple of minutes. But let's say a person has a bookshelf and they don't want to make a mechitza in front of the bookshelf. Maybe one reason is because it's already a Shabbos and that would be a mechitza materis and Shabbos, as we'll discuss shortly. So they're going to make a double covering. This is based off the Magen Avraham, Shin Tesvav, as we'll get to. So they're going to put two sheets in front of their bookcase, and that will be a hatter of kis betoch kis, and therefore won't be aser, according to the Magen Avraham, on Shabbos. As we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah says, ideally you shouldn't rely on this, because there are those that say that since it could be halachic mechitza, even if you don't need it to be halachic mechitza, it's still a problem mechitza mataris, but pshas adchak, like you didn't put it up before Shabbos, or you couldn't put it up before Shabbos, so then he's mekel. So would you need the sheet in that case covering the bookcase to the double sheet to cover the sides and top as well, or just the front? Now, there's, if it was a mechitza, all you'd need is to cover the front because now there's a mechitza between you and the svarim, and moreover, the svarim can't be seen because the bookcase on the side blocks that. So all you need to do in that case is hang a sheet from the front. But if you're hanging the double sheet, so then it needs a kis a double covering. And l'chora, you would need a double covering all around. So maybe not. Now, it's similar to the shaila in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about a case of an argaz, and then you put a sheet on top of the argaz. So the Chiddush Gemara, that's good. And the Rashba writes, the Chiddush is that even though it doesn't have a double covering on the bottom, that's all right still. In other words, the floor works. But you can't, is the pshat that you only need it to be double covered on top? And even though it's not double covered on the sides as well, that's okay? Or no, the sides also need to be double covered. From the Rashba, it's a little ambiguous because he sort of has a mashmos in both directions. He says, this is good because it's covered on top, even though it's not covered on bottom. Well, what about the sides? Not clear. It's a similar type of question to, again, I was wondering if you, could you be medayek from the Mishnah Berurah by the canopy that he's makel, or also from the Mishnah Berurah that he says you can put a double covering instead of a mechitza on Shabbos, implying even though it's only covering the front. I don't know if it's a very powerful diyuk.
Why wouldn't the size of the bookcase be a kisui?
It would be, but you need two kisuyim.
Yeah, you know, so, but you have one sheet which goes in front and another sheet goes all around. That should be good enough, right?
Yeah, but that's much harder to do. Very, in a practical sense, it's much easier to just cover the front oftentimes. And if you have to start worrying about the sides of the bookcase, that would be much more complicated. And for that matter, the top of the bookcase. So I'm not sure. That's a question that we have to look into. I was also wondering, and I also don't know the answer to this question, if you can count the blanket over the couple as one kisui, or if they have two kisuyim, or no kisuyim. So maybe it could be one kisui, can't be two because it's dark obakach, but at least one, which would mean that on the Sfarim, you would just need a second kisuyim, not two kisuyim on the Sfarim, or do you say, no, that's irrelevant because it's the L'chadar Sheish Tashmash B'socho, and we see that as batal. I didn't know the answer to that either. The Rashba writes that even though our Gemara says that you need, that there's two possible heterim, or one is a kis betoch kis, and the second one is a mechitza sasara, that for a sefer Torah, kis betoch kis doesn't work. Only the heter of mechitza sasara works, and as the Gemara even says there, it's only if there's no other option. If there is another option, you're not allowed to use a mechitza sasara b'fnei sefer Torah, and a kis betoch kis certainly can't work for a sefer Torah. There's also view of the Rashba and the Ritva, and the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rambam, in Perek Daled, Halacha Chav Daled of Hilchos Mezuzah of Sefer Torah, disagrees. Sounds like he holds that a kli betoch kli even works for Sefer Torah. It also sounds like in Perek Yud, Halacha Zayin over there, that mechitzas aser im yesh lo bayis acher, but not a kis betoch kis. In other words, maybe the opposite of all the other Rishonim. All the other Rishonim assume kis betoch kis is worse. It's less effective. Maybe from Rambam you see the opposite. Kis betoch kis is always mutter. But the case of Mishnah says that might not be true. Even according to the Rambam, a mechitz is better. That is, we don't paskin like the Rambam. We paskin lahachmir and that shaila, that a kis betoch kis wouldn't work for an actual Sefer Torah. Now, if you take a look at Tosfos, Dibur HaMaskel Sefer Torah, and the top of Chavav Mralef, he writes that Sefer Torah, Oselo Mechitza, V'dafka Sefer Torah, V'gam B'chumashim Yesh L'Hachmir. So we have to be Machmir for Sefer Torah and Chumashim, that you need a Mechitza Asara, Kimoba Sefer Torah. And Chumashim, according to Beis Yosef, means Chumashim Begilion. And according to many Rishonim, this means any of the Chaf Dalet Sifrei Tanach Begilion, like the Megillas Esther. Aval Bishar Svarim, Dayan Bekisui Be'alma. For other Svarim, a Kisui Sing. So the simple reading of Tosos, at least, when I first read Tosos, I assumed he was saying that you don't need two kisuyim for Shar Svarim. Let's say this Gemara, almost all of our Svarim, right? We don't really have many Svarim like Sufim Begilio. So other than some people have Megillas Esther maybe in their house, but basically for all Svarim, it would be mutter, even Chad Kisui. That's the way I had read Tosos. However, if you look at the Rush basically says the same thing as Tosos, but he says it a little differently. He says for Shar Svarim, you need kiss betol kiss. In other words, what Tosos is basically alluding to is the Chumrah of the Rashba that we just mentioned, that a mechitza is necessary for Sefer Torah, and kiss betol kiss doesn't work for Sefer Torah. And who had then for a Chumash, that's at least Begilyom, a mechitza is necessary, and kiss betol kiss doesn't work. But for other Svarim, then a Gemara, so then kiss betol kiss works. So Tosos isn't coming to tell you that a single kisui is enough for Svarim. He's telling you kiss betol kiss is necessary for Svarim. That's why the Beis Yosef reads Tosos, and that's the way we paskin. Yes.
Why is Billy on the front of that?
So the answer is that for certain halachos, Gilyon is like for Kriyas HaTorah and other things, Gilyon gives it Kedusha Sefer Torah. In terms of the Heter of Ksiva, Torah Shebaal Peh, and other Torah Shebaal Chsav and things like that. So a Gilyon, except for maybe reasons of Kavanat Tzibur, is basically like a Sefer Torah.
What does Gilyon mean exactly?
In a scroll as opposed to page.
But it has to be written on a cloth and
yes.
With a...
Yeah, I think so. In other words, I don't think that if you had a printed Sefer Gilyon, it would have this Chumrah.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like the children's Sefer Torah. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah, now the Pashtus is, so we say, our Gemara says that kiss betol kiss for Svarim, again, is sufficient as long as it's not their kiss, right? So again, the classical example is, let's say for tefillin, if the tefillin bag, since it's miyuchad for the tefillin, if you had two of them, if you had two tefillin bags, so then that would not be good, because they're both miyuchad for the tefillin. Now, and what would be if you had two bags, neither which are miyuchad for them? In other words, you have your sefer, and you put it in a shopping bag, and then you put it in your backpack, so that would be perfectly good, right? Even if one is miyuchad and one isn't miyuchad, like your tefillin bag is in a grocery bag, that would be okay. And certainly, if you had a grocery bag and backpack, that would certainly be okay. That's the Pashup Shot. However, Rabbeinu Yonah, at least if you have argir, says it's not that way. Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, that would be no good. You need one to be for them and one not be for them. I assume that the logic would be that any two bags of the same type don't add anything. The second bag doesn't do any more than the first bag. So the case of the Gemara is if they're both kisuyan, the second bag doesn't add to the first bag. And what did? If you had a shopping bag and then a backpack or whatever it is, the second bag also doesn't add anything. That is at least our Girsa in Rabbeinu Yonah. And that's also the Girsa that the Beis Yosef has in Rabbeinu Yonah. Others think that makes no sense at all. And they changed the Girsa in Rabbeinu Yonah. If you look on the Gilyon in the back, there are several of the marginal notes that changed the Girsa in Rabbeinu Yonah. And therefore, in fact, perhaps no opinion holds that way. Either way, we don't paskin like this Rabbeinu Yonah, as the Beis Yosef points out. It's a minority view. And we paskin that one bag that's miyuchad and one bag that isn't miyuchad is good, and certainly two bags that aren't miyuchad are okay. Now, on this question of tefillin, Magen Avraham in the Siman Mem, Sifkan Beis writes that b'shem the Riaz, Shatalas lo mikri kalyan, miyunirali, says the Beis Yosef, to osan amanichin kisat tefillin, b'atalas lo toch kis vado, Gam akis gadol mikri kalyan. It's a od kli agabav. So it sounds like he's saying that very common scenario. You have your tefillin in a tefillin bag, and then you have a second bag where you put your talis as well. So intuitively, I would have thought that the second bag is perfectly good. Why? Because it's not a miuchad for tefillin, because it's miuchad for tefillin and talis. The Magen Avraham, though, seems to be saying that that is not good. L'chora, the svara is that because the second bag is also for tefillin, even though it's also for talis, but it's also for tefillin, still considered miuchad for tefillin. And the fact that it also happens to be for the talis doesn't take away from that. So therefore, it's still a problem. Not everybody agrees with the Magen Avraham. The Elyar Abba disagrees. The Mishnah Berurah says that b'shas hadchak you could be makel, but you shouldn't really be makel practically because there's a much simpler solution. What's the simpler solution? You can just wrap your tefillin bag in your talis, and then your talis will be the second kisoy. So if all you have, a lot of times, you know, this comes up, let's say you're in the airport and you have your backpack and you want to go to the bathroom or the like. So that's okay because your backpack would certainly be a second kiss. But let's say you don't have a backpack. So all you have is your tefillin bag and then your talis bag that also has your tefillin in it.
Without the plastic on that?
So I don't know if the plastic would change anything for the Magen Avraham. That's just the third bag doing the same thing as the second bag. But what you could do is you could wrap your tefillin in your talis, and then that would be fine.
Are we just using the plastic? Is there to protect the tefillin bag?
You're saying the practice has nothing to do with the tefillin. It's the bag.
Right.
So you're saying, I hear it here. You're saying, okay, maybe that's a good point. I was thinking everything is all about the tefillin. You're saying, no, tefillin. You want to protect your tefillin bag. I'm making fun of it, but you might be right. You're saying that, and I hear what you're saying. You're saying that the plastic bag is really not about the tefillin.
Does that matter?
Yeah, what's the case of the Gemara with 10 kilions?
They're all about the tefillin. That's what Donnie is arguing. Donnie's arguing that and I have 10 bags all protecting the tefillin, then that's garnished. It's not garnished, it's one, but it's not two. But if I have a talus, if I have that plastic bag on the outside, which is meant to protect the talus bag, but not the talus per se, then it wouldn't be kalyan, and therefore it should be okay. I think about that's fair.
It could be used for the tefillin. Maybe it's for the water from the tefillin.
Well, that's sort of what I don't know. I need to think about it.
According to Magen Avraham, that you with the talus in there, I thought the logic is that anything that's the tefillin is normally in.
So that's the question: is it just because it's what that's a normal thing? Is that what he's saying, or no? It's also for it. I don't know. The problem is the Magen Avraham doesn't tell you his reasoning. We, during Seder, we had a couple of possible sorrows, and it's hard to really know since he doesn't tell you what his logic is. The Magen Avraham also, as I mentioned, he quotes this Taz from Yoridei Hilchos Mezuzah, that the Taz writes that a kisa is chuchas lo mehani. So, therefore, he writes that the linera tiyesh ladon lahatir the priestess sudder daha lo mischazia rak shechazal tzrichu kli besochli v'day v'schuches. In other words, maybe the Magen Avraham, the Taz was machmir again. The Taz, let's say we're talking about a room that you don't want the mezuzah in the room, like a room where there's going to be talking about shemitah or diaper changing or something like that. So typically, what you try to do is you try to put the mezuzah outside the room. Meaning to say, on most doors, you have the possibility of putting the mezuzah either inside, behind the door, or in front of the door. And when it's a room that, like a room that there's going to be tashlamita, so you put the mezuzah behind the door. And that's not always possible. Sometimes architecturally it's impossible. Sometimes it's impossible because there's a room leading into the room, like I've seen before, that doesn't have a door. Sometimes people have a bedroom and then there's like a couple of feet and then there's another archway or something like that. And then you don't can really, then you're stuck. So what do you do in that case? So you need kiss betoch kiss upon your mezuzah. So how do you do that? So that's where the Taz is talking about. Taz says that glass doesn't work. Now, the Magen Avraham says, well, obviously glass wasn't the only one there, because if glass was the only one there, then even if it wasn't glass, even if it was dark, it wouldn't work. So it must be there's a second one. And so the Magen Avraham is saying, then this Taz is a very big fetish, because you would have thought that, okay, I understand that glass is a problem if lemaisa it's see-through, right? If you could see it, so then it's a problem. But here you can't see it because you have the second kiso anyway. You're putting, I don't know, like a piece of cloth on top of the glass mezuzah case. So then I would have thought it's still okay. So the Magen Avraham is saying, as long as you have things, that as long as you have two coverings and it's not see-through, then it's okay, even if one of them is glass. Fine. Now, so there's two, basically, again, two chidushim in this Taz. And one of them is accepted by the Magen Avraham, and one of them isn't. One chidush of the Taz is that schuches is ineffective here. The comparison to erva bashashas, Yatalia Milsev Lobakiswa applies here, not an obvious point, but that's what he's saying. And number two is that even if one is chuches and one isn't chuches, it's aser, and that's where the Magen Avraham disagreed. Now, the Mishnah Berurah right here quotes a Chachmas Adam, who is a very, very important kula that's very relevant in these cases of, again, where you have a mezuzah in the bedroom or the like. He writes that, and this is the Chai Adam, is, if you want to look it up, we found it. It's in Chachmas Adam Sharbe Sanashim Kal Kofchav Ches. Os Yud. And he writes that, let's say you have two kalim for this mezuzah, and when you put them up originally, you think that this is going to be a kiss betoch kiss. For example, when I'm putting up the mezuzah, so I wrap the mezuzah in paper or plastic, and then the mezuzah cover is the second one. So that's okay. Now, even though obviously both kalim are for the mezuzah, so l'chora it shouldn't be okay. No. Because when you did it originally, v'nira li, I'll read you his lashon, v'bein v'mezuzah o b'shar svarim, im asam etchila shnei kalim, shi'chashev echad l'kli b'soch kli, k'gon shakach mezuzah b'niyah, v'achar kach anich b'tik shalah water. Again, we had some theories what the reason is. To me, it's a very big chiddush. Unless the Mishnah accepts it, maybe the theory is that it's not batal to the tefillin in this case, or the mezuzah or the like. The Chazon Ish is apparently mefakfek about this, but I think we accept this kula. The Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Mem Sif Katan Yud Tes writes that if the svarim are in a argaz that's machzik mem sa, which is basically three cubic amos, not particularly big, so then it's a rishus acheres. He says maybe you could be machalik, but in the end he's no tel ahakel. And now you'll still need this to be covered for the reasons that we said before, but what this means is oftentimes, practically speaking, if you have a bookcase, a big bookcase, that's machzik arbaim sa, or a bureau or something like that, let's say the bookcase, if you put a single cover, that would be okay, because the bookcase itself is machzik memsa, and therefore it's chalekes reshus le'atzma. I was wondering, and some poskim are machmir about this. Pashtuses were makel, certainly everybody agrees, if you screw the bookcase to the wall, it would be okay, as is often the case. But the pashtuses, even without that, really were makel. So I was wondering if the bookshelves, if they're not, certainly if they're not mechubar, are divided, or I would think the Pashup shot is that the bookshelf, if the bookcase is still a kli, that's Mafsik Mem Saw, even though we wouldn't see this as like three kalim or five kalim on top of each other, each one less than Mem Saw because of the bookshelves, but rather we would see it as one kli in total. I think that's what we would say, though. I'm not sure. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Shin Tes Vav that even though we have a principle that on Shabbos a mechitza mataris is aser, meaning to say that any mechitza that changes a halachic status is aser because it's more chashivas, it's ol, even though it's a type of ol arai that's aser on Shabbos, unless you started it beforehand. So the Mordechai says the story about the Maram. The Maram used to he would make an OL in his room. So he could go to the bathroom at night, not OL, a machitz of Tanfachim. And on Shabbos, he would start it beforehand. So he just had to be Mosif al all right. Sounds like otherwise Tasser. The Achronim will ask, and that's Paskin v'halachim Shulchan Aruch. The problem is that the Achronim will ask, that it's against another Gemara in Be'ah, that sounds like you could make a machitz on Shabbos. And there are a number of different answers to this question, the Taz, the Magen Avraham, and the like. Toch, the Taz's discussion, to answer this kasha from the Gemara in Be'ah, he says an interesting chiddush. He says that, well, sometimes making a machitz is going to be mutter, and that's the case in Beitza, when you don't actually need it to be a machitz. So, for example, where the heter isn't coming from the Torah of machitz. Like, for example, in the case where it's inside and it would be nav and nad, so therefore, if you have two coverings, it would work. And that's the type of mechitza that's mutter to put up on Shabbos. And that's where the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, even though he writes again that there are some afakfakim, if it technically could be a mechitza, you just don't need it to be a mechitza, and writes that b'shas adchak, if you forgot to put up your mechitza before Shabbos, you could put up a double mechitza on Shabbos because that will be the heter of kiss betoch kiss. And therefore, it's going to be okay. Yes.
You're talking about even if the mechitzas are 10 tefachim and there are full blown halachic mechitzas.
Right, but you have two. You put them both up at the same time. So now you didn't need a mechitza, so it's not a mechitza mataras because it would be mutter even without the mechitza, so it's not a mechitza mataras. That's the logic of the Magen Avraham. Again, there are those that are cholek.
That seems very similar to the halacha that, for example, if there's something which doesn't really require filtering, then if you feel that on Shabbos, it's okay.
Okay, maybe. Now, what about printed books? So do they have the same halachas farm? The Mishnah Berurah is machriya l'chumra on this l'chatzchila, that though he writes that the Taz Shasat Chak, maybe it could be something on Chavos Yari who's Mekel, we'll talk about it in a moment. Another interesting thing that the Mishnah Berurah writes is what about the binding of this fire? In other words, let's say this Sefer. So it's in the bookcase. So could I look at this binding as a single covering, such that now if I have a second covering over here, that's going to be okay. So the Mishnah Berurah is machmir on that shaila, that the kricha is not. You need two more coverings. That we saw that in the Sefer Darkei Tarah from Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, he is makel on that shaila. He quotes the Mishnah Berurah as well, but he quotes those that are makel. This might be an extra sniff, even if we're not going to rely on it alone. A lot of times, as we've seen, there are other sniffim, the views that the bindings count as a single kisrei. Obviously, it would be there. You need a second one. In terms of the question of tfus, why is it that tfus is like it's written? So if you actually look at the Taz, which the Mishnah Berurah is citing, he says that's because mali, I wrote it with my hands, mali, if I press down with a stamp. In other words, the old-fashioned printing presses were basically, you'd have this page with, it might have movable type, but it's like stamps, and then you press it down, and then you get a whole page done at once. So it should be the same thing. So the question is, would you apply this to our printed farm where they just basically everything happens on its own? So there's an interesting shuva from the Shevet HaLevi Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Mem Gemel. And he's talking about a totally different shaila. He's talking about a case, funny shaila, about Rishonim that were written by Minim, printed by Minim with footnotes. So do you have to burn them? Because, of course, Sefer Torah Shekasvu Min, you have to burn. I won't venture to guess which farm he's talking, which Rishonim he's talking about, but that's the question. So he says that we could be Nagel because the Sfar of the Taz isn't relevant here. Oh, fine, that's the point. So maybe you would go so far as to say there's no kedusha at all. But he doesn't. In a different, say, in a couple of other tshuvos, like Chelak Kesem and Kof Samach Beis, he's talking about newspapers that have Divrei Torah, and he says they still need Geniza. There's a number of poskim that talk about this extensively. There's a famous tshuva, the Netziv, Meisha Davar Chelak Beisim and Pei, where he wants to be Makel for the galleys of the Sfarim because they have two factors. And the main reason is because that they were written with intention to be thrown out, never to be learned. Now, that may not help for the newspapers because they were written with the intention to learn. Anyway, that's another bigger topic. But not for now. But that might be the question is, will our Sfarim have any less Kedusha for that reason? Probably not for our Sfarim. Maybe it's more of a question for things like magazines that happen to have Divrei Torah. Though even there, the pashtus is that, not talking about Geniza for now, but for this halacha, that you would be machmir, because they are, the Divrei Torah were written to be learned. You don't have the heter of the Netziv. They weren't written to be thrown out. If it's really Divrei Torah, then maybe in terms of this question, having them in a room during Tashmish, so you should be machmir. So invitations, you could argue, is more likely to have the kula of the Netziv, possibly. Still not a good idea. He's talking about galleys. In the old, it's like when they were printing something, it would be like a draft or something like that. They would look it over to make sure there are no mistakes before they did the actual printing of the Sefer. I think that's what he was talking about. I'll read you at the end what he says. Hayotim calls that the Bal'i Kisvei Kodesh Shiyesh Ben Askarus is more machmir, but on the other hand, for without askaros, even though it's Torah, mutter la'abe b'lo svarim im ein ba maskaros. Abo kol zeb d'vlo shehuk d'shu mitchila k'day lil mod b'hem ma she'en kein ha'kartakin mitchila b'o k'day la'abe l'kule amashar la'abe b'yadayim.
Okay. And the one time that's read over, like before, that's
Talmud Torah. Yeah, he's not looking at it that. I don't know, maybe you're just checking for mistakes or smudged inks or lagia. Right. Oh, yeah. Okay, Shkaya, so Be'ezus Hashem, after Tisha B'Av, we'll pick up with the new sugya of Kavod HaBrios. Yes, Moshe.
Would I assume that if you have Divrei Torah on a screen, that you have no problem in terms of drawing Shabbat Gusho in Erva or Tzoa?
On a string?
Screen.
On a what?
Screen.
Oh, on a screen. Oh, that's not for us for now. That's certainly what the Velt assumes. Yes, that's certainly what the Velt assumes. We can talk about it another time. Why? Okay.
Okay, have a good Shabbos. Thank you very much for the show.
Okay. Call to a good Shabbos.